What's his name now, that guy, bro?
Oh, Boris, not Boris.
No, 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 not Boris.
White, black.
White guy, he's going against Theresa.
Manchester Central had one of the lowest voter turnouts in 2015, but that doesn't mean politics isn't being discussed on this street corner in Mosside.
You see how he dresses, bro, when he goes in, bro. The guy's got his shirt undone, bro, and just chills, bro.
Don't know the trust in him.
The Electoral Commission says around a third of under-34s aren't registered to vote. 34-year-old Leon has never voted and hasn't registered this time either.
There's no use in me voting. My word don't mean nothing. Never been interested, so I don't know what goes on within the elections or what goes on in the Houses of Parliament. I don't pay attention to it. I pay attention to what's here and now. I used to work, but I'm not working now. I've been made redundant, but just trying to find anything. No prospects here for anybody. There's nothing going on. It's hard. If the person that come in power today come and said to me, "Oh, Leon, there's a job," yeah, then I can give you that right now, yeah, then I might vote, but until then, no.
19-year-old Kieran isn't voting either, but for different reasons. He's under the impression he can't register.
I'm not registered to vote, but it's because I haven't got a stable accommodation at the moment, so it's kind of hard for me.
Where are you living at the moment?
Like, everywhere, really. Like, I could get my head down. If I had somewhere permanent to live, I would vote. It does make me feel a little bit sad because, obviously, I can't get my vote out there if, like, make a difference between different parliaments.
Even if you haven't got a permanent address, you can still register to vote, can't you, with a hostel or something?
Yeah, but I've not even in a hostel at the moment.
Remy is a 23-year-old chef who didn't vote in 2015, but says he feels differently this year.
I didn't vote in the last election. It was like setting up my own place at the time, so it wasn't something I was actually concentrating on.
What's made you want to vote this time?
You see it on the news every day. And to be honest, what Theresa May's been saying, I don't like it. She's not for the people.
Down the road, Cahill owns a barber's shop and came to the UK from Sudan in 2003.
How do you want to cut your hair? The down is 0 and the 2, the top is going to be 4.
He says he never voted in Sudan, but does here because he thinks it's a fairer process.
Here, I seen the fair election. That's why I'm going to vote. I didn't vote before in Sudan. Please, you have to vote. If you not vote, you're going to lose. You have to vote, please.
Kadra runs a clothes shop and came to the UK in 2001 from Somalia. She thinks more young people need to be educated to vote.
Young people, mostly they don't vote. Political parties, they need to encourage young people to vote and the right of the vote.
28-year-old Linton says his decision to vote isn't influenced by politicians or the media.
I don't know myself, but my mum's told me that it's important to vote because otherwise we won't get the stuff that we need, innit? I don't really know about voting myself, but I listen to my mum.